What's up, team? So this episode is going to be straight to the point and quite actionable. So leading into 2024, I'm about to fly home to Ireland this morning for the first time in nearly 2 years, which is crazy. So leaving Dubai and going back to Ireland, I'm actually coming back here on Christmas Eve. So I will still be in Dubai for Christmas. But every time I go back home, it allows me to reflect. And a lot of us go home for the holidays around this time. And it's a good time to assess how the year has panned out and also to reassess for the year going forward. And I wanted to share just a tip that I found quite successful and useful for me in my businesses is reassessing, but also asking yourself this very important question. If I dissolved all my businesses tomorrow and I started again tomorrow, what would they look like and what would I choose to do differently? Because what happens is, for example, if you're selling a certain price point, let's say you're selling $200 a month or $150 a month, and you've got clients that are already paying that, you're on a treadmill or a hamster wheel already, and it's hard to create something new when you're already trying to sustain the thing that's already going. So here's what I do. I ask myself, if I dissolved everything tomorrow, and I had to start again, what would I do? And very often, these are a few changes that happen. Number one is a lot of you would change the niche that you coach. A lot of you would change your branding, your content, probably your platform. You would change your price points. You would learn different skills. You would probably hire sooner. Now, knowing all of those things, why don't you start putting a plan in place to reverse engineer that right now? And that has been a massive adjustment that a lot of the people that I work with go through, but it's a valuable one. And for me, it's something that I do. I probably do this every 6 months, I would say, every 2 quarters, but it allows me to course correct. It allows me to see, okay, where do we need to be going next year? Who do I need to hire? What needs to happen? What will the business look like? And for a lot of you, okay, you're listening to this. You're probably charging monthly or a lower price point than you would like. So obviously, if you were to start again, you would rectify that. Secondly, you're probably coaching way too many people yourself. So you would hire an assistant coach and you would sell people into the program on the premise that they're being coached by someone else. A lot of you would probably look at the platforms that you're using and going, and probably being honest, Instagram and Facebook is just not the place to be going into the future. It's very clear, in my opinion, that LinkedIn and Twitter, when I say Twitter to people are like, what? And it's like, yeah, like I know a lot of people making a lot of money on Twitter because there isn't a huge amount of people there, but also successful people actually use Twitter more than Instagram or Facebook, comparatively. But LinkedIn is obviously where everything is at. Now, I'm not telling you this because I have a business that helps people on LinkedIn. I have a business that helps people on LinkedIn because that's where I know the future is. So most of you would go, okay, if I had to start again from zero and I didn't have the following that I have and I hadn't built up all the social proof, I would probably start on a better platform and that platform would be LinkedIn. So that doesn't mean that you just dissolve everything today, but it does mean that you start course correcting for the future. And I call this step stoning. So if you have a stepping stone, what you need to do is if you know the business that you want to have into the future, you need to envisage that, map that out. So for most of you, being honest, from speaking to so many of you and you guys speaking to Liam and my team, most of you have never used LinkedIn really. You have a profile, but you've never used it, but you know it's going to be an amazing place to get prospects. Most of you are selling lower than you should, but you can't sell higher because the people that you're getting on calls aren't qualified enough to pay that price. You're coaching too many people yourself. You're spending most of your day creating content and confused and not really sure what direction you should be going or what you should be doing. You're not really fully convinced on your niche. Should you niche down more? Should you niche down less? You don't want to say no to money because you know it's not going as well as you would like. You can't justify hiring someone else and paying them because the money that's coming in isn't high enough. So all of a sudden, you're in this situation where you're drowning. And what you really should be doing is going, ah, okay, I want to jump on a platform that has high quality clients, i.e. LinkedIn. I want to sell a 2.5K product for 3 months and a 4.5 or a 5K product for 6 months. Generally, it's executives that you want to be coaching, or people who are willing to pay attention or willing to pay that little bit more. It means you need less clients. They need less babysitting. And you can then, you're charging a significantly higher price point. So you can start from the get-go looking at hiring someone else to come in at a significantly cheaper price. So let's just say you're paying a coach of yours, say $50 a month to coach a client. And you're charging $150 a month. Well, they're getting 30%, 33%. If they're getting 33%, 20% is going to VAT, let's say if you're in the UK. 20% of what's left profit-wise is going to tax, HMRC, like corporate tax. And then you've got expenses, and then you pay yourself or you try to cover a mortgage, you're done, like you're finished. So if you can charge a higher priced product, you can still afford to charge your clients, say $50 or so, and it's a completely different percentage. You're looking at 15 to 20%. And that, even that's on the generous side. Now, you have to bear in mind that the vast majority of the skill in selling high-ticket coaching is from the appointment setting and the sales team. The coaching is very similar. If anything, the coaching is easier. Coaching for executives is easier because they need less babysitting. Okay, so here's a massive tip. Go away over the next week or two. Okay, map out, okay, if I broke my business tomorrow, if I burnt my business tomorrow, what would I do in 2024 that fulfills me, that is paying me what I deserve, that is aligned with where I want to be into the future? And ask yourself that question. And for a lot of you are reaching out to us because you know LinkedIn is where you want to go. And you know that, well, we're the only people in the space that are helping people at this level on LinkedIn specifically. So I would advise you to get in a conversation with Liam or one of my team. And you don't have to join our program, but you can, first of all, go into the blueprint, which is a link in the bio, get comfortable with LinkedIn, and then slowly start to build that up as a safety cushion, right? And as you start to get traction there, you can move away from the other platforms, okay? We don't need to sell you on our program. We just try and sell people on LinkedIn because we know LinkedIn is where people need to be. If you guys can execute yourself, great. But if in the future you decide that you would like some accountability, then we can help you with that. But to be honest with you, being completely honest, the blueprint that we have, I'm adding, you know, I added some videos to that today. So if you're in there, check. I added some videos, honestly, on LinkedIn ads also. So you guys are getting a sneak peek on that. But yeah, going into the future, honestly, you need to readjust and realign. So take this time over the Christmas period to realign. Now, that doesn't mean you just go, oh, rebrand, I'm going to get a designer, do this. No, you need to start with the fundamentals. Who I'm going to pitch, what's the offer, what does it look like, what platform? And you need to get comfortable on those platforms. Okay, hope that's useful. I will be flying back in the next few hours. So there's been a massive reach out from you guys to say that you're enjoying the podcast now that they're a little bit more frequent. So I'm going to do my best, hence why I'm recording this before I fly, to make sure that you guys have episodes going out, and hopefully they're useful. Any questions, you know where to find us. If you want to message me directly, you can message me on Instagram. Of course, I've got a few team members in there as well. If you want to speak to me directly, just it's at Spearman Chris, and just say, hey, can you pass this on to Chris, and then I'll jump in. Yeah, hope you guys are having a safe an enjoyable time wherever you are in the world for holidays. Peace.